Welcome to Betty Bites, a decidedly delicious, short and sweet mind snack for your brain to chew on. I've gone back into the Betty library and pulled out my favorite Betty sound bites. A recipe, you might say. It's bits of wisdom, sprinkles of knowledge, and a dash of dry humor for you to do and be better.
One of my goals this year is to make it my best year ever with my skin. And one of the ways that I'm doing that is with the Boncharge Red Light Neck and Chest Mask. Wrinkles, acne, scarring, skin roughness, loss of collagen and elastin happen in the face and in the neck and the décolletage area on our chest where the skin is very thin and susceptible to skin damage. I think at this point we're all pretty good about putting sunscreen on our face, but so many of us miss the neck and the chest area too. I use the Boncharge neck and chest mask daily for about 10 minutes in the morning while I'm checking emails. Their red and near infrared light waves together penetrate up to 5 to 10 centimeters below the skin surface. The red light reaches the skin's top layers, and the NIR light targets the deeper tissues without UV exposure. And that's going to help reduce the fine lines, wrinkles, and to help ramp up collagen and elastin production. So I want you to head over and have your best skin with me this year. Go to boncharge.com/better. That's BETTER. And use the discount code BETTER at checkout. And that's going to give you 15% off your entire cart.
Transform your health and fitness with the Carol Bike, the smartest, most effective exercise backed by science. You can experience unparalleled results in just a minimum of 15 minutes per week, thanks to AI personalized workouts tailored to your age and your fitness level. You will increase fat loss, train up your strength and your speed, and have better energy, something that every woman, including myself, absolutely covets. I always say that women are the original biohackers. If there's a way for us to feel better and look better, we are all over it. Carol Bike, in my opinion, is one of the best pieces of cardio equipment that you can invest in. Studies prove that Carol helps you achieve a 12% increase in cardio fitness, lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and reduces blood pressure by 5% in as little as 8 weeks. Begin your transformation with the Carol Bike today and enjoy $100 off using the promo code BETTER for our beautiful Better Podcast listeners. That's BETTER. All you have to do is visit carolbike.com.
When we think about success, you know, you're talking about in order to be successful, you have to deconstruct these things. But one of the things I have noticed both in myself, in patients that I've cared for, clients, what have you, is we are so afraid to be beginners. We are so afraid to fail that we will, and I think this is just the human condition. So I'm saying we as like a, you know, a general we, we will avoid starting something or pursuing the dream because we are afraid of failure. We don't, you know, I can, you know, say I've suffered from anxiety. I have all these things, but I have always been willing to suck. You know, when I start something, I have always been willing, you know, and even in starting this podcast, it's, I have sort of thrown myself into it and I know that I'm going to suck a little bit for a shorter period of time, but that allows for that mastery.
But that's a powerful belief, you know, just to piggyback that, like we have awareness, but now what you described to me, it's in the belief department. You give yourself permission to believe that it's normal to suck at first.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's going to be like a rough run, but it's, mm-hmm. it's what crafting is all about. You know, I was doing an interview a couple of days ago with Jean-François Ménard, GF Ménard. He's the number one mental preparation in the French market around the world. He works with Michael Kingsbury, like the top Olympians in Canada, gold medalists, Tessa Virtue, Scott Moore. And he was like, every time you see an Olympian winning a gold medal or something like that, and then they got all the limelight and the standing ovation and the sponsorships, like nobody have access to the 20,000 times that they fell on the ice.
Right.
They gave themselves permission, but that's belief, because a lot of people speak about belief like in the self-growth, self-help industry. And there's many ways to look at it, especially with neuroscience now, but to me, like in a very simple way, is that what is a belief? It's an idea that you believe to be true.
I am incredibly bullish on sauna as a therapy for recovery, heart health, and overall aging well. I personally decided on an infrared sauna from Sunlighten because of the range of far wavelengths and near infrared wavelengths that it offers. Saunas help with detoxification and rejuvenation to rid your body of toxins. It helps with heart health by improving circulation, reducing blood pressure, and helping keep the arteries supple. It helps with muscle recovery by easing the tension and soreness to recover faster. And of course, stress reduction. With the warmth and the relaxation of sitting in a sauna, it's crucial for hormonal balance and achieving a state of well-being necessary for a strong physique and a strong mind. If you visit sunlighten.com/better and use code better to get a discount. That is sunlighten, sunlighten.com/better, and use code better at checkout.
But the tricky thing is that the moment you believe it to be true, your brain will do everything to validate and conform to that idea. And that is the tricky part. And to me, back in the days, I was not up to date with that kind of software because my belief about failure, it was a fatality. Back in the days, because of my hockey player identity, when you lose, you're bad. When you lose, the coach is mad at you. When you lose, your parents don't even talk to you in the car on the ride back home. So to me, failure was massive pain. And then all of a sudden, I get into a world called entrepreneurship where failure is a black belt. It's a badge of honor. And I'm like, what? I had to change the software. The belief, the idea I had was wrong. So I had to make new neuro association about, no. Failure means this. Failure means that. Who are my role model at failing? Who are my role model at crafting, going the extra mile, going the distance? And then they finally achieve something. So, and for our listeners, it's very important to me that they ask themselves those very challenging questions like, what do I believe to be true about money? Because it's subtle. If you think that money at one point, like, yeah, I don't have money, but at least I'm happy. That's a belief. You're sabotaging yourself. Change that software. Be careful with what you think because that belief will become just an idea that you will try to validate every day, day in, day out. And what I've learned, one of my friends, he's a neuroscientist. He's got his own department of study in Israel, Tel Aviv. And he goes like, what's tricky with the beliefs, Martin, is that our brain will do everything in his power to satisfy your belief more than satisfying your desires. And what it means is that we can have hundreds, thousands of people every year. They have tons of desires, big goals, big intentions. They want to change the world. They want to reach their dream. It's their desires. But if they don't challenge the belief, regardless what they desire, the brain will try to validate the beliefs all the time. Well, that's why we have people running on a treadmill of their dream. In my humble opinion, is that they want a sense of direction. They want to do a contribution, but they don't do the liberation, the deconstruct yourself. Do the lonely work. It's fun to do. It's tough sometimes, but the payoff is just phenomenal. And it's a never-ending quest, in my opinion. Still working on it every day.
All right, Betty's, if you found that little snippet whet your appetite and you are looking for more, you can go to our show notes for this episode. And in the show notes, we will have a link for you to click on and it will bring you to the full, robust, juicy conversation.